get better sleep, plus why we wake up at 3 a.m. Whenever I deliver training courses on mental toughness, resilience, and productivity, one of the topics that attracts the most interest is sleep. I don't think a week goes by that I don't end up discussing our sleep cycles, including why we wake up at 3 a.m. and how to get a better night's sleep. So I can't imagine why I haven't written about this previously. Sleep and our biorhythms. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote an article discussing tapping into your natural biorhythms or circadian rhythms to increase productivity. If you missed it, I'll leave a link below. Our circadian rhythm, which, amongst other things, for example, digestion, hormones, and body temperature, is responsible for our sleep-wake cycle. During both the day and night, we move through 90-minute cycles. In the day, we can tap into our natural ebbs and flows in concentration to be more productive, which I covered in detail in that previous article. Sleep cycles. We typically go through 5 sleep cycles, provided that we have the recommended 8 to 9 hours sleep. Each cycle takes approximately 90 minutes and tends to follow the following pattern. Number one, when we fall asleep, we move first through REM, rapid eye movement sleep, which is when we dream. We then transition through the non-REM stages and into deep sleep. Typically, we only enter this stage during the first 2 or 3 sleep cycles. We then move back up through REM again, bringing us nearer to consciousness. This cycle repeats until we fully wake up naturally or use an alarm. Note, the period in REM tends to be longer in the latter 2 sleep cycles, which is why we often wake up being aware of what our dreams are in the morning. Points to note. It's widely accepted that everyone needs at least 8 hours sleep. You may think you can get away with less, but you will undoubtedly experience issues with impaired cognitive performance if you have significantly less. Women need more sleep than men due to the way our hormones are produced. Being able to make up for lost sleep at the weekend is a myth. Once it's gone, it's gone. Deep sleep may be compromised if you do strenuous exercise without enough rest. We tend to get more REM sleep on nights following intense learning or during highly emotional periods. During REM, the brain processes the information from the previous day. The stress hormone cortisol is what wakes us up naturally, so we tend to have a lot more of this biochemical in our systems first thing in the morning. Try to wake up naturally rather than a startling alarm. Alarms trigger our fight, flight, freeze stress response. Not a great way to start the day. If you wake up in the night and get too much light in the back of your eyes, it can be an entire sleep cycle, 90 minutes, before you fall back to sleep again. Why we wake up at 3 a.m.? It's incredibly common to wake up at 3 o'clock. In fact, we all do. It's part of our sleep cycle. We wake up when we're coming out of the third sleep cycle, before going into the fourth. We may not even notice, you may just turn over and go back to sleep. However, if there's something on your mind that the subconscious has not been able to process satisfactorily, you will likely wake up fully. If you then get overstimulated by getting too much light in the back of your eyes, either from your phone or an overhead light, or you move around or talk too much, it can be an entire sleep cycle, 90 minutes, before you fall back to sleep again. To counteract this, number one, avoid bright light. If you do need to get up for a bathroom break, keep light to an absolute minimum and don't look at your phone or turn on any overhead light. As soon as light hits the back of your eyes, it immediately stops the production of melatonin, the sleep hormone, as the brain registers the light as daylight and will trigger serotonin, which is the daytime chemical. Number two, worrying and overthinking. If you wake up worrying, and let's face it, everything feels far worse in the middle of the night, leave a pad and pen by the side of the bed. Again, avoid turning on the light or reaching for your phone. Instead, jot down your worries on the pad. It doesn't matter if you can't read it. Your subconscious won't know. It will just consider that the matter is dealt with and you'll likely fall straight back to sleep. When you use this technique for a couple of nights, you'll typically find that you won't wake up in the same way again. I've taught this technique to thousands of clients and delegates over the years, and it works without fail. What next? Next week, I'll discuss more top tips for improving sleep hygiene. I'll also include what to do if you struggle to fall asleep and how to manage jet lag effectively. In the meantime, if you found this article useful and you think it would help others, please feel free to forward it to anyone whom you think would find it useful. Also, if you haven't signed up yet to get my free weekly newsletter straight to your inbox, click the newsletter link at the top of the page. Once again, thank you so much for your continued support. I really appreciate it.